blocks away from the domed Capitol in downtown Springfield, where Illinois lawmakers spent the past year locked in an unprecedented stalemate that left Illinois without a budget, sits the building that served as Illinois State House in Abraham Lincoln's day. As a lawyer, Lincoln argued cases before the state Supreme Court there. He debated there as a member of the state legislature. The old state capitol, as it's now called, was also his headquarters for his campaign for president, and it's where in 1858 he gave his famous House Divided speech. Hillary Clinton says that speech marked a turning point in the nation.
The question of slavery was being fiercely debated across America. Roughly half the states allowed it, half abolished it, and some people, including Lincoln, believed that until it was gone entirely, our country would never be truly united and at peace.
Clinton began her half-hour speech saying Lincoln's remarks still resonate.
The challenges we face today do not approach those of Lincoln's time, not even close, and we should be very clear about that. But recent events have left people across America asking hard questions about whether we are still a house divided.
For Deandra Tunstall, an African-American woman from Belleville who works as a child care provider, there's an obvious answer.
Most definitely. We see it every day on the news. House divided when you see cops kill innocent black people. House divided when, you know, regular constituents of the country kill, you know, innocent police officers. You know, we don't stand together.
A house divided cannot stand. That we have to come together in unity to be able to strive against the ills and the problems that we have in our state.
That's Thomas Walker, Reverend of the Main Street Church of Living God in Decatur. Both Tunstall and Walker, who were in the roughly 150-person audience, say Clinton is the best hope for bridging those divisions. While Clinton spent much of her speech focused on racial tensions, she also spoke about economic fissures. She says the police incidents took place against a backdrop of disruptions that have stripped many Americans of their sense of security and dignity. And she talked about political divides.
And as someone in the middle of a hotly fought political campaign, I cannot stand here and claim that my words and actions haven't sometimes fueled the partisanship that often stands in the way of progress. So I recognize I have to do better too.
She went on to call Donald Trump dangerous. Clinton says Trump's campaign is built on stoking divisions, be it by banning Muslims from entering the U.S. or his proposal to deport immigrants. She accused Trump of having contempt for and ignorance of the Constitution.
This man is the nominee of the party of Lincoln. We are watching it become the party of Trump. And that's not just a huge loss for our democracy. It is a threat to it.
Clinton says Trump has an ugly message for America, a message that says anyone who has a different ethnicity, faith, or political belief should be afraid. Next week, voters whose beliefs differ from Clinton's will have their say. Republicans will convene in Cleveland to officially nominate Trump as their candidate for president. I'm Amanda Vinicky.